This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So I ask every elected official in America, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis?
Okay, there's no need to raise your voice, sir.
I'm not raising my voice. This would be raising my voice to you, okay?
I'm tired of being quiet.
Loud noises!
In less than a year, restoring the soul of America has become, agree with me, or you're a bigot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Inflation. Kaboom. Biggest yearly increase we have seen since the 1980s.
You know, sort of an 80s throwback.
Far cry from the good old days. We're talking about empty shelves, empty produce, empty freezers.
Let's go, Brandon.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And the gift certificates to Fun Spot in Laconia are going well. 413 says, I'm heading there for dinner tonight. Really good chicken tenders and no mask mandate. And Officer Mark checked in, actually. And he was there at our remote last summer. Grace and I were there. The Fun Spot remote was so much fun, exclamation point. Both of my members of my fan club showed up. So anyway, they're still available, gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for $25. And here's some not unexpected news. Judge won't stop Boston coronavirus vaccine mandate ahead of deadline. As you know, the city of Boston workforce is supposed to be have at least one vaccination by January 15th if they want to continue coming to work, even though the coronavirus wastewater Omicron results are way down. Oh. Again, nobody seems to be dying from it, but it's a surging, spiking problem, at least for the Boston media and the political establishment, but I repeat myself. So today, we knew this was going to happen, though. We talked with the head of the Boston First Responders outfit, Sergeant Shana Catone, the other night, and about this. And it was going into court. Mayor Michelle Wu's worker vaccine mandate will move ahead. A judge ruled just days before enforcement is due to begin. I will not enjoin the enforcement of the policy as of January 15th, Suffolk Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Locke said following a Wednesday hearing. He used to be the DA. He was the Republican district attorney of Norfolk County. He's one of the Locks from Wellesley, where I come from. David Locke was his father, the senator. His brother was John Locke, the state rep. He was the district attorney, and then there's another brother, Dave Locke Jr. He's also a judge, so two of them are judges. So again, I mean, I like the Locks, but you know, they're going to carry the water for the deep state, I think, in this case. I think the public health emergency now is of such a nature that it outweighs the competing claims of harm by the plaintiff. You mean the harms of a pregnant woman getting a vaccination that may do her and her unborn child harm? The fact that people have taken the vaccine and gotten really sick, some of them have died. But it shouldn't be their choice. It should be the choice of an acolyte of the fake Indian who's 36 years old and just drifted into the state, not to mention the city, about a decade ago. She can make the call for everybody in the city. Okay. I get it, Jeff. I get it, Jeff. I still like your family, but you know, hey, come on, cut the bleep. 844-500-4242. Just a couple of stories to get to here today. We told you yesterday about Ted Cruz asking that FBI minion who quit. You know what's kind of weird? The FBI office building, the J. Edgar Hoover office building, you can walk to the Capitol from the J. Edgar Hoover building. It's on Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, it's walking distance. But, oh, the virus. Oh. So she
right
had
near
to,
the Trump Hotel, right?
Right. It's diagonally across the street from the Trump Hotel. You've been there, Taylor. You know. I mean, you can walk.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, even in the winter, you just bundle up and you can walk to the Capitol.
Very short walk.
But she had to do a Zoom call, right? So she's there, and Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, who, again, he's on his redemption tour because he called the January 6th people who were at the Fed surrection terrorists. So now he's got to don sackcloth and ashes and, try to portray himself as a member of the Tea Party yet again. And so he asked her a good question. He said, were any FBI agents involved in the violence? I can't comment on sources and methods and something like that. What about this guy, Ray Epps, that we've all seen exhorting everybody to go inside? And he was on the FBI's wanted list. And then as soon as they found out who he was, they dropped him from the wanted list. The guy that was the shaman, the QAnon shaman, is doing 4 years for just walking stone through the halls of the Capitol. And this guy was exhorting people for 2 days to go in. And nothing's happened to him. And as soon as they identified him, they dropped him off the list. So he asked this woman on the Zoom call, who was she's such an FBI agent, so courageous, she couldn't walk up to the Capitol from the J. Edgar Hoover headquarters on Pennsylvania Avenue. And he asked her about that. And I can't comment on that. I can't comment on Ray Epps. Who's Ray Epps? I know who he is, but I can't comment on what he is, his connections to anything. So then this January 6th committee, also known as the Star Chamber, also known as the Kangaroo Court, this is Benny Thompson's thing, where they wouldn't let Jim Banks and Jim Jeffries go on to the committee because they would ask real questions and move to subpoena Nancy Pelosi to get some real answers to, why they didn't want any help, why they wanted to let this this cluster bleep go on. And so they feel like they have to send out a tweet after Cruz draws blood on the FBI where they won't comment. By not commenting, they did comment. They answered the question by not answering the question about whether or not there were any FBI agents involved in it, whether Ray Epps was an FBI agent or a confidential a cooperating witness. Some they call him CW, cooperating witness, or a CI, a confidential informant. So this is what the January 6th committee said. This is hilarious. The committee has interviewed Epps. Epps informed us that he was not employed by, working with, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency on January 5th or 6th or at any other time, and that he has never been an informant for the FBI or any other law enforcement agency. Now, they don't say if he said that under oath, but I mean, even if he did say it under oath, what the hell does that mean? James Comey, the head of the FBI, said he couldn't remember 240 times in the course of one hearing about the Russian collusion hoax. So, he said he was not employed, working for, or involved in. But, that kind of reminded me, what happens at your initial court appearance in a criminal trial, in a criminal case? You go before the judge, right? And the judge says, how do you plead? You could have blood on your hands. You could have the paraffin test would have showed you were wielding the machine gun that killed 15 people. They could have videotape of you from every angle. And the judge would say, how do you plead? And you would say, not guilty. Of course. I mean, what does that mean that he said he didn't do it? How is that exculpatory or exonerating evidence? And then they issue a second tweet. The select committee is aware of unsupported claims that Ray Epps was an FBI informant based on the fact that he was on the FBI wanted list and that he was removed from that list without being charged. How many people have ever been removed from the FBI's most, not, this is the, this is different, but how many people have ever been removed from an FBI most wanted or wanted list and not been charged? Sometimes they don't ever find them, like with some of the weathermen, or the guys who escaped from Alcatraz or probably drowned in San Francisco Bay. But they, if they catch them, they always charge them, right? They wouldn't be on the list.
Yeah, the only exceptions are those that are not coming down for breakfast anymore.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, they drop them after a while. So Adam Kinzinger, the real dumbass, he's the Liz Cheney in drag, the Republican. His district in Illinois no longer exists. So he weighs in coming to the defense of Ray Epps, whom he describes as Ray, which is rather a chummy way to describe this guy who was leading the insurrection. You know, they want to try President Trump for treason when he said, go up to the Capitol and protest patriotically and peacefully. This guy, Ray Epps, is saying, we got to get in. We're going in. And Adam Kinzinger, who hates Trump, calls him Ray. Ray. Ray Epps has cooperated with the January 6th committee, and we thank him on the broader issue. Let's say Ray was an agent. He is not. That's in all in caps. The premise is that one agent can gin up a crowd to insurrection. Well, that's what you said about Trump. He was an agent who ginned up the crowd to insurrection. Now you're saying one agent can't do that? An FBI informant is someone that is paid by or turned by law enforcement as they build broader cases. Informants are usually criminals that turn to save their own butt. An informant is not an agent. That's why Cruz said, is he an agent or an informant? Adam, you should have listened more carefully. But Ted wants you to think that it is. Ray is no informant either. Ray is no Fed.
Now, you can call me Ray. Or you can call me Jay. Or you can call me Johnny. Or you can call me Sonny.
I'm pretty sure, Kinzinger continued, the FBI wouldn't be dumb enough to put their own agent on a wanted list. They wouldn't? You think the FBI is smart? You're not smart enough to be in Congress if you think the FBI is smart, let alone honest and forthright. Good Lord, what a bunch of buffoons. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft, and they help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Right now, for a limited time only, Howie listeners can buy one set of sheets and get one free. Wow, free. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965. That's 800-658-4965, or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast. They also have two queen-size beds. It's pet-friendly. It's just a great place, even in the winter. The ocean view is fantastic any time of the year. So book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Hillary Clinton run for president in the 2024 election?
24 hours ago, I would have said that's a joke. But after reading the op-ed in the Wall Street Journal by two of her minions today, I'm going to say, yes, she is going to run.
Now 54% say she will run.
All right. They've been checking it out. A lot of people commenting on this Ray Epps situation where the deep state is trying to say he's not an agent. The more they, the louder they spoke of his honor, the faster we figured he was an undercover CWCI, whatever you want to call him. If he was on camera and like he is encouraging illegal activity and he was pro-Trump, says 617, he'd be rotting in solitary confinement. I agree. Wasn't Whitey an agent? And he was on the most wanted list. Well, he was after he got busted. They tried to protect him. They didn't look for him for a year. They let him get away. 617 says police doing undercover drug stings often stage a fake arrest of their undercover officer so the suspects don't know who set them up. Of course the undercover cop is never charged. It's just a ruse to fool the bystanders. Sounds like that's what the FBI did in the case with Ray Epps. The same 603, the same FBI that fell for the dossier, absolutely would put one of their own on that website. Yeah. I know. I mean, the more they deny it, the more you got to believe it's true. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, Howie. Yes, thanks for taking my call. You were on the air yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of Ron DeSantis' State of the State speech.
Right? I got some cuts if you want to hear some. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I caught most of it, right? I thought it was a really good speech, right? And then I'm walking by the TV here today, and somebody's got the local CBS News on.
Yeah.
They're slamming this guy. I mean, they're taking their marching orders from communist headquarters up to CBS. And here's my matchup for 204. Governor Pretty Boy out there, Newsom, versus Ron DeSantis. The state that everybody's leaving, the state that everybody's coming to.
I don't know.
It was a great speech.
Yeah, no, it was. Let me just play a little bit of the speech. Thanks for reminding me of this, Eddie. We got some cuts. This is the State of the State speech in Tallahassee yesterday. Cut 8.
We have 60 days to work together to build upon our rock of freedom. Lost time is never found again. So seize the moment and be thankful that God has blessed us to live and serve in America's Liberty Outposts, the free state of Florida.
See, now today the alt-left media is trying to make a big fight between him and his leading constituent, his most famous constituent, Donald J. Trump. Because Trump said that people who say they haven't gotten the booster are gutless. It was just an offhand remark. And I guess they asked DeSantis a couple of days ago, reporters, if he had gotten the booster, and he was just being kind of cagey about it for whatever reason. And they're trying to make it seem like this is some kind of blood feud, but it's definitely not. Cut 9.
We reject the biomedical security state that curtails liberty, ruins livelihoods, and divides our society, and we will protect the rights of individuals to live their lives free from the yoke of restrictions and mandates. Florida has stood strong as the rock of freedom, and it is upon this rock that we must build Florida's future.
There's a lot of good cuts in here, and we'll play them as we go through the day, but he went after big tech. He talked about how disastrous it had been, all these blue state initiatives to defund the police, and he described Florida as an escape hatch for all of these oppressed police states in the rest of the country, and that's exactly what it is. And I used to be more concerned about the states all these snowbirds turning the state blue, but the people that are moving down here, I mean, they've been chastened by what's happened over the last couple of years. We'll take some more calls when we come back. We got people who want to talk about the FBI. They want to talk about Hillary. We'll take some more of your calls. Got a lot to get to today. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We still have a lot of those gift certificates left to Fun Spot. It's a great arcade in the White Mountains of New Hampshire in Laconia. It's near the lakes. It's near the ski resorts. It's open all year round. They got restaurants, pubs, hundreds and hundreds of games. They got candlepin, 10-pin bowling alleys, all kinds of stuff. It's a great, great place. It's been around for over almost 70 years. And it's a fun spot for the generations. And if you're going skiing, you can get some gift certificates for now. If not, you can get them for next summer. Go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on store and get your $50 gift certificates to Fun Spot in Laconia for just $25. Just $25. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple more DeSantis cuts before we go back to the phone lines. This is his State of the State message yesterday to the Florida legislature. And again, he hit all the high points about what's been going on in not just Florida, but the rest of the country too, and how many people are trying to escape to Florida. And if you ever see any events, like there's a big car auction going on right now in Florida, nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody's sick. Nobody's scared. Everyone's living their lives like normal, free, liberty-loving Americans. There is no paranoia. There is no none of this dystopia that Joe Biden is working so hard to create, and then trying to scare people into voting Democrat again about cut 10.
While so many around the country have consigned the people's rights to the graveyard, Florida has stood as freedom's vanguard. In Florida, we have protected the right of our citizens to earn a living, provided our businesses with the ability to prosper, fought back against unconstitutional federal mandates, and ensured our kids have the opportunity to thrive. Florida has become the escape hatch for those chafing under authoritarian, arbitrary, and seemingly never-ending mandates and restrictions.
You know, and we're going to play next. I'm going to play the cut about defunding the police and bail, quote-unquote, reform. There's another story in the New York Post today. There's a picture of a guy on the front page, a surveillance photo. He's got a knife in his hand. He went in with a garbage bag, loaded it up, just like convenience store Dwayne Reed or something like that, and just grabbed, filled it all up, and then just walked out past the cashier. Then came back with another bag, and she tried to stop him, and he pulled a knife on her. He pulled a knife on her. He menaced this poor cashier with a knife. They let him go. The cops got him the second time, and they just let him go. It's okay to pull a knife on somebody. There was a poor girl up in Spanish Harlem last weekend. She didn't want to go to work. There were too many bums and homeless people outside the. I think she worked at a Burger King, or a KFC, something, one of the fast food restaurants. And she told her mom, "I don't want to go in there. I'm scared." And the mom said, "You got to go there. Someone's got to go to work." Guess what happened? She got shot in the head, killed. Beautiful looking girl. And they're burying her. And again, they haven't found it. It's just this crime is just out of control. And, you know, there's crime everywhere, obviously. But, you know, there's going to be more crime if you don't punish anybody. Cut 11.
We will not allow law enforcement to be defunded, bail to be eliminated, criminals to be prematurely released from prison, or prosecutors to ignore the law.
Cut 12. He continues with this.
The fact is, these soft on crime policies have been tried in communities throughout the country to disastrous results. Crime has skyrocketed, morale for police officers has plummeted, and the quality of life in some of our cities has been destroyed. We in Florida have stood by the men and women of law enforcement.
Now they're going to start. Now they've gotten the okay, basically, to do whatever they want with the first responders in the city of Boston, on top of what's being done with the state police, with the prison guards in the Commonwealth. Now the judge has okayed, starting to move to fire unvaccinated police, firefighters, EMTs in the city. I mean, what's the end game here? You know, the state of Rhode Island moved to fire unvaccinated workers at their hospitals. Now they're inviting them back. Same thing in Maine. They don't have enough workers. They're causing this shortage by their insane policies. And they hate DeSantis for engaging in rational governance. It's amazing. Just amazing. 413, I'm a former Massachusetts resident. I got a Florida driver's license yesterday, completing my transition to an official Floridian after purchasing a home in Hendry County. I am exactly what you said earlier. I escaped the oppressive Massachusetts communist government and what is surely to be the ruin of what used to be my favorite state in the nation. Not anymore. I'll be doing my part to keep it red here. Count on it. Yeah. Here's one, 978. Speaking of Florida, a friend of mine just got back from Florida. He got COVID while in Florida, got the monoclonal antibodies, was better at home in 4 days. Again, think of these antibodies. You know, first DeSantis says, I want as many of these monoclonal antibodies as I can get. And I've taken them too, because I was exposed to somebody with COVID. And I'm telling you that just to be truthful, full disclosure. So they said, this is just witch doctor medicine. This is voodoo medicine, these monoclonal treatments. So then the rates of hospitalization, the rates of infection start going down in Florida. And then they say, wait a second, DeSantis is hoarding all of the voodoo medicine. We've got to have some witch doctor medicine for our own states here. He can't have it all. I thought you didn't want it. I thought it was all BS. I thought it was like Laetril for cancer patients back in the 70s and 80s. I thought it was snake oil medicine. But then they want to stop it. The feds say we'll control all of it and we'll stop it from going to the states where it can be used. 844-500-4242. In North Carolina, two police officer involved shootings in the past 24 hours in the Research Triangle, one in Raleigh, one in Durham. Both involved a knife. One is dead, one is in the hospital. Don't bring a knife to fight a cop. Don't try to fight cops. That's all. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Howie. How you doing? Just wanted to run a hypothetical by you, if I could. Let's just say Hillary runs, wins the nomination, and wins the presidency. Now, all the people that are in Biden's little gang there, Susan Rice, the Klein guy, and
Klein,
and even Janet Yellen there, they're all going to be there. Nothing's going to change. It's just going to be an extension of the Biden thing.
Right. You know, that was one of the many inconsistencies in that Wall Street Journal piece. She could bring an aura of competence that's lacking in the Biden administration. It's all the same people since Clinton to Obama to Biden. It's all the same crew. You're right.
It's unbelievable. Just to think of it, I mean, she hasn't won yet, but and I don't think she will if she does.
I mean, how insane is it that she thinks she's going to run? I mean, have you seen that? Did you see that picture of her from last summer with Bill Clinton walking on the beach? She's got to weigh at least like close to two and a half bills, right? I mean, how she was in tough physical shape in 2016, remember? She passed out at that 9/11 ceremony in Lower Manhattan. She was too beat to go to Wisconsin to even campaign. She didn't go. I think she sent Chelsea to campaign in Michigan. She wasn't doing any campaigning. Now she's gonna, now 8 years later and 100 pounds heavier, she's gonna be ready for the to go out on the campaign trail. Is she gonna go to Iowa in the middle of the winter? to go to the caucuses? I don't see it, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to watch.
Yeah, it would be. It would be funny to watch. You got a point there. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. I was wondering if you'd heard about the incident at Falmouth Hospital, the kid that became disruptive and had fentanyl in his shoe.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Oh, yeah. He exposed three people, and they had to Narcan, three of them. And then they had to close the emergency section to have hazmat come in.
Is that been in the Cape Cod Times? Has that been any kind of mass media?
Yeah, it was in the Times. It's the Falmouth Hospital, part of Cape Cod Healthcare.
Yeah, I'll check it out. We'll see if we can get a story about that, and I'll read it on the air if I can find a story. Thanks for the call, Scott. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, hi, Howie. I don't know if you're familiar with what went down in Springfield the other night. An officer got stabbed in the face. And then the person tried to stab him again in the neck, and he shot him, and he killed him. Killed the guy. And now, believe it or not, there's people all pissed off because they think it's a racial thing and everything. And I'm just disgusted with
people. I know. You know, I actually saw the story today. I mean, what was the guy supposed? You know, you stab somebody in the face. You know, I know. Biden says just shoot somebody in the leg or the shoulder or something like that. But I mean, seriously, what are you gonna? If somebody stabs you in the face, what the hell are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to let the guy kill you? Is that what they're saying, Mike?
I'm sure he wants to go home at night too. Just like that's why I say these people. Why don't you do their job for a day, see what happens? I feel bad for every one of these officers now because I wouldn't want to be one today for nothing.
I know. And you wonder why a lot of them are heading to places like Florida, Mike. You know? I mean, not that it's, the greatest job in the world down here in Florida, but at least you're going to get some backup from the politicians, from the lead guys. I would assume, though, that the mayor is standing behind the guy, the mayor and the district attorney. I mean, those guys, for Democrats, they're not as bad as most Democrats, are they?
No, Sarno's really good, and he's the first
the
one
mayor.
To say, you know, this was, it was done honestly and fairly as it could. But I guess one of the grandparents is crying about he has mental illness. Well, you know, well, we all got a little mental illness somewhere, but Jesus. They just don't teach people.
Yeah,
you don't get a free
stabbing of a cop in the face because you're deranged. Okay, that's the reality. You know, your life is not worth more than a cop's, especially if you're out of control. And the cops weren't there because this guy was behaving himself. We'll pull that story too. Thanks for bringing it, reminding me of that story. 844. Yeah, it's a big. I'm sure the kid was turning his life around. Yeah, right. You know the old. He was an aspiring rapper, perhaps. Who knows? To all my listeners with an IRA or a 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Joe Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan. But the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already back scheming to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. That is most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean more inflation. One of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
We're going to get some more information about this stabbing of the police officer in the face in Springfield. He then killed the guy who stabbed him in the face. The headline in the Mass Live, the Springfield Republican, says this morning that the officer, who's not been identified as yet, may have permanent nerve damage in his face from the stabbing. But they said he was mentally ill and he was afraid of the police, and the police should have known that somehow.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Why didn't they send the social worker in? This was the case. The guy had a big knife, and a good time to send the social worker in rather than the police officer, right? That's what they want to do. 844-500-4242. Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, they're going to slow walk this like they did with Julie Swetnick lying about Brett Kavanaugh. They wait for was it 5 years before you can get the statute of limitations
right
to go
yeah
away.
It's 5 years yeah 5 years this, most cases yeah
yeah this has just gone on and on. So I mean, I know, look, Ted Cruz got some good sound bites in, you know, he was doing his mea culpa, as you were saying earlier,
right?
But all we get from this is sound bites, because like, they tried to destroy Kavanaugh, they tried to destroy the legal system with all these lies and made up allegations, and this woman can walk away scot-free, and she's not even as protected as Ray Epps. So Ray Epps and all these other scoundrels, they'll get away with it. Because if they don't, then the narrative collapses.
Right. You know, I resent Adam Kinzinger more than I resent Ray Epps. Because Ray Epps, I mean, talk about how stupid does he think we are, all of us? Oh, the FBI would never engage in this kind of scam. They wouldn't? What the hell was the Russian collusion hoax? You know, they wouldn't turn the other way if they saw something like this going on. They wouldn't? What did they do about the Boston Marathon bombers that they got the tip on? They set up the whole thing with Gretchen Whitmer. They've admitted it. And yet they still want to prosecute these poor bindle stiffs up in Michigan who had, who were just living out of their cars, basically, and taking money from these FBI agents who were trying to, set up an October surprise on Donald Trump. I mean, could the FBI be any more corrupt? Christopher?
No, I don't think they could. But the problem with Kinzinger, though, is that he's a political cuckold, because they're going to get rid of his seat. So
right.
There's no reward for Cheney or Kinzinger helping these people, because they'll be the first people to be eaten alive as Kinzinger's seat. He didn't retire because he wants to get into something new. He retired because they redistricted and they destroyed his old seat. So there's no rewards for collaborating with these people. And
right.
In the meantime,
ask Bill Kristol. He's another one, you know? What's his reward? His life is over, his career. Go ahead.
It's going to continue, Howie. And the point is that, you know, if I get a parking ticket, someone will find a way to twist it into me being an insurrectionist or a deplorable. But you can lie to the FBI, you can lie to the DOJ, you can steal money.
Right.
If you're a Democrat, and there's absolutely no problems for any of these people. It's just like, I mean, I know Grassley did his job with Swetnick, but until some of these people from these historical problems are held accountable, at least in, you know, the social world, there's going to be no justice with Ray Epps.
I know, and you know, they track it down all these grandmas that were there on January 6th, but they say they can't track down through their social media, through the pinging on their cell phones, but they can't track down this guy who's planted these bombs at the Republican and National headquarters of both parties. They can't find that guy.